Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
That's Mark Knopfler with Dire Straits Band. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Scott Eblen, the author of The Next Level, What Insiders Know About Executive Success. It's the second edition, by the way. And this is the new one you get now is the revised, expanded edition. ScottEblen.com, right, Scott?
That's correct.
And so check that out. And we're talking about three questions to ask yourself. We already talked about what does it look like when you're at your best? What are the routines? The second one is, what are the routines that you can create or maybe get rid of that will help you be your best? And the third question, Scott, what is that one?
So if you're showing up at your best on a regular basis, what are the outcomes that you would hope or expect to see in the three big arenas of life? And I think those arenas are your life at home, your life at work, and your life in the community. And, you know, that old thing, that line about you, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you
right there.
I think having some notional goals, they don't have to be down to the nth degree kind of goals, but some notional goals about what does it look like at home? What does it look like at work? What does it look like in terms of how you interact with the community, however it is that you think about community? And jot those down. And I think it's important to get your answers to all these questions, you know, the at your best question, the routines questions, and the outcome question. Get all of that down on one sheet of paper. And much like a GPS in your car, once you've got the destination entered, you don't have to worry more or less about getting there. You know, if you make a wrong turn, what's the GPS say to you? Recalculating route. And, you know, if I've got all this down on one piece of paper, what I do, I've got it on my iPad now in a PDF, and I can pull it up. And I pull it up once or twice a week, and I'll just look at it and say, okay, how am I doing? How am I doing against these outcomes that I thought were important over the weekend when I put this GPS together?
So you're holding yourself accountable, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm holding myself accountable, and I'm looking for where I need to make adjustments. You know, and the thing is, there's multitudes of adjustments I could make in any given week, and I don't beat myself up, and I encourage my clients not to beat themselves up. They try to change 20 things at once. Change one thing. What's the one thing that you could adjust this week that is relatively easy to do and likely to make a difference?
You're talking about low-hanging fruit.
Well, yeah, and momentum builders, right? And because if you master the stuff that's the low-hanging fruit, then it's easier to take on the stuff that's more challenging. Don't start with the hardest thing on your GPS.
Something you can get a success story out of real quick.
Yeah, yeah, because it's reinforcing. And the ripple effect off of those success stories is amazing.
Well, you know,
it's all about establishing momentum.
You know, one of the things, and sometimes it's mechanical. I call them mechanical things that can help you get set up. One of the things I mentioned lunch earlier. I found that for a number of years, I'd go. I thought that I needed to leave the building to go to lunch, right?
Yeah.
And to get away from things. Well, that not only was I spending money, I was taking an hour, maybe more, away from my work, right? Well.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I did that was because I was hungry. So I started stocking the kitchen in my office, with things that I like to eat at lunch.
Right.
And so now that mechanical thing, just making food available, allowed me to change my behavior, my routines.
Sure, you're breaking it down into discrete, actionable behaviors, right?
And so my point is what I have found is so many times things we want to improve could maybe need some mechanical assistance. It's not just a mental change, but something mechanical like having food available, you know? And so now, you know, now I don't go out much for lunch, but I can if I want to, but I don't have to. And that's helped me a lot.
Yeah, I'll tell you one that's working for me right now. I started about a week ago using this new to-do list app called Wonderlist, which is free on the iTunes Store and I guess Android and elsewhere.
Slow down. Wonderlist?
Yeah, it's a German company. It's Wunder, like Wunderbar, Wonderlist. And I can't say in 4 days that it's changed my life, but it's headed in that direction.
Yeah.
Because it just is a fabulous self-management tool, and it's been such a stress reducer for me because it just puts the stuff in front of me that I need to do on any given day.
Wow!
And I don't have to worry about the stuff that's coming.
So
up
go to iTunes and pick out the Wunderlist.
Yeah.
W-U-N-D-E-R.
Yeah, W-U-N-D-E-R.
If I know the Germans, it's probably kicking your backside, too, though.
they're highly efficient.
They're pretty disciplined, aren't they? Hey, Scott, great job today. Thank you so much for this.
Jim, always great to talk to you. Have a great
I appreciate it. Scott Eblen, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that. And also EblenGroup.com. And this book is called The Next Level. We'll have Scott back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.